We'll only look at this morning briefly because I talked to the preacher and he told me 11:30 on New Year's Day. So I will do that. If you would, turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to look at verses 17 through 20 very quickly. This is the appropriate verse on a new year when we as a church celebrate communion. It says this, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ," notice that word, in Christ. This doesn't apply to just anybody. You have to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. If any person is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. That is the way Paul refers to what Jesus said, you must be what? Born again. The word new creation is another way that the Bible expresses the new birth. God has to do this work in someone's life. That's what communion celebrates. The inauguration of the new covenant with the new birth in which we become a new creature. Old things passed away, new things have come. Now all these things are from God who reconciled us. Now that's a fancy term. Theologians love to fill books with this. Come to the library at the seminary and I will show you thousands of books on reconciliation. It simply means this. Christ's love for us and his death on the cross made us friends with God. That's what reconciliation means. Through being in Christ, God is our friend, not an enemy. But if you're not in Christ, who made us friends to himself through Christ and gave us what? The ministry of reconciliation. That's what we're all about in 2017 as a church. We have one ministry, letting people know that they can become friends with God who created this world. How do you become friends? In Him, through Christ, and Him alone. That's what we celebrate. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, and then look at something wonderful. Not counting their trespasses against them. That's very hard not to hold a grudge, huh? God doesn't count trespasses and sin. And then look what it says. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That's what we're about as a church. Announcing to people you can become friends with God through Jesus Christ. And then look what it says in verse 20. Therefore we are what? Ambassadors. We represent Jesus Christ. I'm going to be sorry to tell you this, but the institutional church is a complete sham and a shame. Do you think they represent Jesus well? I want us as a little church to make a difference, that we are his ambassadors. What did they do with the 45 Russian ambassadors this week, or last week now? Huh? Told them to get out. Well, I hope we represent Jesus Christ so that people tell us to come on in. To exhibit the love of Jesus Christ in 2017 so that people see there is a difference. And if anybody should be the most forgiving and loving, should it not be his ambassadors who themselves have been forgiven? And God didn't count our trespasses against us? That's what I'd like us to be in representing Him. There are a lot of verses that we could go to that would express what Jesus did on the cross, but perhaps the one that encapsulates, summarizes it best in the New Testament, if I can say that, which I just did, is verse 21. Take a look at it. He made him, Christ, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf. All of our sins were placed upon Jesus. He paid the full price so that we, this is the result, might become righteous, the righteousness of God in Him. And we need to be in 2017 the finest ambassadors of Jesus Christ in the world. I used to go out with some people after church, not here at another church, and we would go to dinner or lunch. You know how you go out with people? And the way after the church service they would treat those precious waitresses. They were dressed in their Sunday clothes with their ties. And they broadened their phylacteries and they made the tassels long, as Jesus talked about. And then when they were out of church, how those precious people, I've had kids at the seminary, their wives worked to get them through the school. And they'll tell me the Sunday, the day they hated the most was when all those church-going people came to the restaurant, gave them the lousiest tips, and treated them like dirt. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. That's what we need to remember this year, that we should be the most loving, gentle, forgiving, because Christ took and made us ambassadors for what He did in verse 21.